Art happens in designated spaces, such as studios and theaters, but also in unexpected places. On Tuesday, October 18th, 120 students participated in a flash mob at the Showalter Fountain on IU's Bloomington campus. IU ballroom and social dance instructor Mary Hodeman-Conyeras organized the event to generate awareness about a bad habit she's observed on campus and across town. WFIU's Hannah Boomershein sends us this audio postcard from Tuesday's dance attack.
My husband would drive me to work and we would look at the bus stop and you'd watch all the kids. And everybody along the bus stop has their heads down in their phone. I'm a dance teacher. Dance posture is so important. Like for everyday life, not just dancing, you gotta have good posture. Plus there's crashes happening from it. People are walking down the street, running into each other, you know, tripping, falling off their bikes because of having their heads in their phone. And so there's also a popular song out by Andy Grammer called Keep Your Head Up. And I love this song. I've been teaching my students to it for the last 3 years or 2 years. And I thought there's a perfect combo right there. I'm gonna choreograph a dance to Keep Your Head Up and we're gonna do a flash mob.
I'm Grant and I'm a sophomore and I feel euphoric.
Why do you feel euphoric?
Because I've never publicly danced and it's always been my dream to publicly display my moves.
So what's the message behind this?
And we just want everyone to stay happy because that's what dance is all about.
Amanda Marino and I'm a senior here. The message Mary is going for is effectively like to take your face out of your phone.
So literally keep your head up out
of
your phone.
Yeah, but metaphorically, you know, be happy.
Don't sit like this. And we all do it. Like, we sit in class and we're like, oh, gosh darn it. But you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, I know it's hard.
My name is Samuel Gurry. I am a freshman here at IU. And the performance was pretty cool, actually. I was just told to come by the fountain, and I was just sitting down, and a group of people just got up, and I was very confused. But they pulled it off, and it was pretty cool, actually. I didn't expect it, but one of the cool things to see here at IU, you know, learn something new, see something new every day.
My name is Mariah Lewis, and I'm a sophomore.
And what did you think about the flash mob? Just general impressions.
I had no idea what it was for, but I thought it was awesome. I thought it was, honestly, I was studying beforehand, so I thought it was a good study break and a nice way to just tell people to let their hair down, I guess.
So you didn't really see a message other than just fun?
Exactly.
And we're going to try to put together a fun YouTube video. We got clips yesterday at rehearsal of kids running into trees and running into each other and sitting along the bus stop with their heads bent down. It was just thrilling. I mean, my students were thrilled to be a part of this. They did this on their own time. This was not a part of my course. So they had to show up and rehearse with me on their own time. And they were just thrilled to do it. And I think all of them are now more aware of their head. And now they're telling their friends about it. So we just wanted to make people aware that this is what you're doing all the time and it's not good for you. But you gotta
keep your head up. WFIU's Hannah Boomershein witnessed Tuesday's flash mob and brought us that story. You can see pictures of the flash mob in action at wfiu.org/arts.